Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you are the one who is born.
Praise Jesus, my children of God.
How are you in
the name of our Lord Jesus
Christ?
And how is your lives?
We thank
God our life,
for He
is good all the time.
As
written on Him in John chapter
14
and verse 6.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I
am by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman
and
our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
We
love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
we place
in this ministry of the full knowledge of God,
and we
welcome you to the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory,
for
reaching you to life eternal. Because it is written
in
Hosea 4:6
that God's
people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yet in John
chapter
17
and verse
3,
eternal life
is to know
the one true God
and
the Christ Jesus is sent.
That
is why we have told
you, we
will come into the new
generation
which has the full knowledge of God,
reaching
you to life eternal.
And that is
the generation promised
in the Psalm
78, starting from verse
6
to enter the verse
8.
Praise Jesus much.
And we've
been given
the
blessing of leading God's worldwide promised call.
And
in this
call, God has called
all nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet
Earth, with
an intention of hindering the devils to turning this world into Sodom and
Gomorrah, to
destroy them in hell and the lake of
fire.
But in doing this final
work, and that
work is the revival and restoration of all
things
in the heavens and earth,
to be known
the way they were, the way they should be,
and
as they will be forever,
in
preparing the whole world
for
the coming back of our Lord Jesus
Christ. In
this revival,
it should be done
through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation,
the
gospel which was preached to all creation in heaven and
earth,
in fighting the material gain gospel of the world,
and
the selling of miracles, which has caused the world to be in the midst of curses,
mostly
the curse of Sodom and
Gomorrah.
Men with men marry each
other,
women marry fellow women,
and
other acts which are profaning,
even
curses like COVID-19 virus
and
the many
others
which came from exchanging gospel of salvation.
But in
restoring this gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and
righteousness
in the kingdom of heaven,
in
revealing all secrets of kingdom of
heaven.
We thank God for giving us that blessing,
and
we call you out in the world
to come
join on this work,
because
it begins in that year
2022.
It's only 4 months to enter it,
and
the work is to move here from the nation of Uganda.
So
in the same time,
we
want to move you
on
with our third part
of
God's highest ways,
which
reveal His marvelous works.
As in Isaiah
55,
verses
8 unto
9,
or what we call ministry ethics, Ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So as we are going to
move moving on with our third part, we want to first honor God the Father for His presence in our midst.
We're
going to request you raise up your feet and we honor Him.
Oh,
good Father, King of Kings, we glorify you
for
the good time you've added us.
Yes,
in your presence.
Except
us pray like in Psalm
51,
that Lord cast me not from your presence,
and
prove not away your Holy Spirit. See you best above the heavens, as in the Ephesians
4,
verses 9 to 10. And you see through all heaven and earth, as in Job chapter 28, verse 23, up to 24. And you pass through all, and you are within all, Father of all, as in the Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
So I
give you the first place in our midst,
O
Father Almighty, even your word, our Lord Jesus Christ,
who
brings the third heaven, brings in the heavens and earth.
That's
in the second Colossians, chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. And you
base
in Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 and 20. You told us, even power in heaven and earth,
to
make all nations disciples,
raise
them with the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
He
said in the verse 20, teach them all I commanded you,
and
I'm together with you up to the end. Oh, good Jesus, we thank you
for
still in our midst up to today. As your promise is,
in
John chapter 14, that you remain appearing to us,
so sensi,
and not the world. For we are living,
now
we are due to alive. You made us alive up to today.
You
remain appearing to us. Thank you, good Jesus. And we thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit that you made in John, chapter 14, verse 15, up to 17. You say that I will not leave you orphans, but I will send a comforter, the Spirit of truth, that will dwell with you. It will be within you all forever.
We
thank the Spirit of truth. Ever since he came down, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 up to 4, with us today to lead in us, as written of him, Romans chapter 8, verses 40, by the Spirit of God, the sons of God,
humble
under your hands, O good Father,
pour
your Spirit. Draw us understanding
of
as your promise.
It's in the
Proverbs 1, verse 23. As we thought,
the army
over
you've
added us, according to Daniel, chapter 10, verses 19 to 21.
You
want to tell us scriptures loaded in the truth. As the book is in heaven, as the copies on earth, in the Holy Book Bible, we thank you, Lord. You accept us in your presence in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. I'm going to request you sit down and you prepare your book, your pen, you prepare your Bible, most of all, prepare the three books of the Holy Spirit, where there is your spirit, where there is your heart, and there is your mind. Where he too is going to write. We know it. Romans chapter 8. Start from verse 26 up to 27. Spirit bears our weakness.
We don't
know how to pray the way we ought to. There is different form of weakness.
And
we cannot write in our mind, in our hearts, even in our inner man. But him, the Spirit can do that. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Fulfilleth Jeremiah 31, verses 31 up to 33. He writes in our inner man the truth of the word of God.
How
you do that, you can. It's to write in your book, even with your pen. As you read in your Bible, yes, you hear, even put it in action. Praise Jesus
Christ.
We want to move on with our third part of God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works. The marvelous works. As
is
spoken Isaiah 55, verses 8-9. And that is what we termed as ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We studied them under. Under the destiny of Prophet Ruth and the Prophet Naomi, those who prepared for the birth of the Lord Jesus on earth to redeem us, just as we today, our destiny of preparing the whole world for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. In God's final work on this planet Earth, and it's the revival and the restoration of all things. Praise Jesus
much.
We remember when we read in the Ruth chapter 1, verses 11 up to 12, Prophet Naomi pushed Ruth to remain in the land of Moab. But because Prophet Ruth had a great destiny, preparing the birth of the Lord Jesus on earth, then He saves us. She insisted on the ways of God, as God had revealed them to Prophet Naomi. According to those in Ruth chapter 1, in the verse 14 up to 16,
she
said, "Say where you go, I will go. To go to the ways of God, those highest ways." So in that way,
we
drove her to enter the lineage which birthed the Lord Jesus. A Gentile enter in the Israelites. It's not easy unless you've insisted in the ways of God. As we saw in Matthew chapter 1, starting from verse 1 to enter verse 5. And in the verse 5, we saw Prophet Ruth
and
entered in the lineage of the birth of the Lord Jesus. And she was key in the preparation of the birth of the Lord Jesus, that He saves us. And it came from insisting on the ways of God, those highest ways. When Prophet Ruth told Prophet Naomi, in Ruth chapter 1 verse 14, that where you will go, I will go. The ways of God is given you, are ones I will take. Where you will lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Praise Jesus much. Now we moved on, go to the summary concerning God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works on earth. We studied them in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. That the ways of God, they are far higher from ours, just as heaven is far high from the earth, even the thoughts of God, and they are far high from ours.
As
see, heaven is higher than the earth. But God can reveal His ways, because we saw in the Psalms 103 verses 7,
it
God revealed to Prophet Moses His ways,
and
showed the children of Israelites His marvelous works. When He took them from the land of Egypt, He took them in the land of Canaan.
And
the problem that we've never resumed to see those marvelous works came from not knowing God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works. But in all we discovered, studies. That reaching God is highest ways. It requires us to know God is highest thoughts. So in our second part, as we saw God is highest ways, show us his marvelous works. We saw of the full light of the word of God, together with the commands, laws, and the judgments, which reveals God's highest thoughts, which take us into God's highest ways. Then we manifest God's marvelous works. And indeed, you need light of the word of God to reveal to you God's highest thoughts and drive you to reach into God's highest ways. And then you manifest God's marvelous works. And we saw in the Psalms 119 and verse 105, when he said the word of God is a lamp, and it's the light which lightens our path,
like
the ways of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus
smart.
So it's also looked in Proverbs chapter 6 verse 23, and
it says
the command of God is a lamb, even the law is a light, directs us in the way of life. So we need that light,
light
in the highest thoughts of God. And when we've got no highest thoughts of God, indeed we can reach into God's highest ways.
And
we manifest his marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
But we know it. Those spoke in Ephesians 5, verses 14, that everything reproved, light manifests it.
It's
the light of the word of God we need.
To
reveal God's highest thoughts. And if we reach unto them, there is nothing which can be hid from us. According to those in Luke chapter 8, verses 16 to 17,
so
if we know God's highest thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, those in the Holy Book of God, which is known as the book, the Holy Bible. Today we want to move on. As we see God's highest thoughts, those which have been fulfilled, the Holy Scriptures, which take us into God's highest ways, to manifest God's marvelous works. God's highest thoughts, and they are righteous. The Holy Scriptures leading us into God's highest ways, to manifest God's marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
You know, every person may think,
is
God's highest thoughts and those righteous, and he thinks they can reach them into God's highest ways, to manifest God's marvelous works. But we want to show you the way. You differentiate whether you are in God's highest thoughts and those very righteous.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because he spoke saying, according to Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16, he said that his thoughts came from within his mouth, the Holy Scriptures, and they were put in the Holy Book of God, which is known as the Holy Book, the Bible. And they are all in righteousness. Let us read, we hear. Isaiah chapter 34 and the verse 16.
Tekulibula kwebyo na chimu. Tewaliba ekilibulwa kinnaacho. Kubanga akamwa kange keekalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe bwe gubikunganyiza.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail None shall lack her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
God's
highest thoughts and righteous thoughts. The Holy Scriptures, as they are in the book of the Lord, the Holy Book, the Bible, his mouth is what spoke it, and his spirit gathers.
If
they are all in righteousness. If you want to get them, you have to get all the scriptures. And then you speak the rightful mindset of God. If you begin to join with and subtract and add in them, twisting their meaning, you've already gotten from God's highest thoughts and those perfect. That's why he said in the Proverbs 8 verse 8, and he says like this, Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 8.
Ebigambo byonna eby'omukamwa kwange biri mbutuukirivu. Mu byo temuli kintu ekikyamakyama newakubadde ekyenyodde.
Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. All the words of the mouth of God, they are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked, neither that perverse. That's why he says that the Holy Scriptures, they are thoughts of God, the highest thoughts, and they are so righteous, and there is nothing which is crooked.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is nothing crooked. If there was anything crooked or perverse, you think who would have straightened it? For he speaks best in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 13, and he says like this, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and the verse 13,
lowozo omulimu gwa Katonda.
Consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he has made crooked? Yes. If he had twisted their meaning, how would we have straightened them? But as he said, Proverbs 8 in the verse 8, that all the words of his mouth, the Holy Scriptures, which make up the word of God, as they are in the Holy Book of God, the Holy Book, the Bible, he said that none is crooked, neither that perverse. It's what is warned in the Ecclesiastes 7 in the verse 14. If indeed they made the meaning twisted. God met another and spoke another. Who would have straightened it?
So
we want to follow God's highest thoughts, and they are in righteousness. Then we reach into God's highest ways,
and
we manifest his marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then it's impossible. If you bring them then twisted, the meaning, you cannot reach in the ways of God. Even if you quote 10,000 scriptures,
yet
twisted them, you can't reach in the ways of God. And you twist their meaning, you subtract and add in them, you cannot reach in the ways of God. They are lacking. They disappear from you, never see them.
So because
the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, as they are in the Holy Book of God, they are all in righteousness. That's why God commanded things like this in Deuteronomy chapter 4
and
the verse 2. He says like this,
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula eyookuna n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 in the verse 2.
Ekyamateeka olwokubiri essuula eyookuna n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Deuteronomy chapter 4 in the verse 2.
Temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira, so temukisalangako. Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wammwe bye mbalagira.
You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. Because the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, as they are in the Holy Book of God, and they are all in righteousness. That's why he commanded in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and the verse 2, do not add on what I've told you, and do not subtract from them, keep them in their meaning. For he spoke saying that those who twist their meaning, those who subtract and add in them, they prepare their own destruction. But what surprises, they never destroy themselves, but they destroy even their hearers. So you
two
have to avoid you the error. Never to hearken to thoughts of God when they are twisted, and the meaning is not that what they have added and subtracted from them. For the warning is in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 to 16, and he says like this.
2
Peter chapter 3 from verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi, era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo
and account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse
16.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable twist, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Yes. You know the wisdom which God gave Apostle Paul. The wisdom within the word of God. The Holy Scriptures. You know, someone can hear and say, I've heard in 2 Peter chapter
3
verse
15.
And they say, as Apostle Paul wrote to us in the wisdom God gave him, and they say he wrote in his own wisdom. Not Jeremiah 8 verse 8, it says, if you reject the word of God, what wisdom is within you? So the wisdom given you is the word of God. And that's why you see in his writing,
2
Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1
to
6, he said that he don't think that they wrote what came from them, but they wrote what came from God. That's why they have warned you in the verse 16. 2 Peter chapter 3. Said those unlearned and unstable, being made disciples of Christ, as they twist the meaning of them. Thus they twist other scriptures. Even the Apostle Peter and the Paul, what they wrote, they're all written. They get them from the Holy Book of God of Heaven. That angel Gabriel told of Prophet Daniel. In Daniel chapter 10. Speaking, saying like this.
Daniel chapter 10
verse 21.
Naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima. So si wali ali ku luuyi lwange okulwanyisa abo, wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things But Michael, your prince.
Praise
Jesus much.
So all
the scriptures, they were sent within the apostles and the prophet. All we are gotten from the copy of God's book in heaven that we read of in Daniel chapter 10 verses 21.
And
nothing in them is twisted.
It
brings another meaning when God met another. But you, what you have to be, if you get the rightful way through which we have to preach the thoughts of God and they all remain in righteousness, then we shall reach into God's highest way.
They
manifest God's highest work. Praise Jesus much.
So Katunda,
so God commanded that we do not twist the meaning of the scriptures, neither to subtract from them, not even to add in them. For they are his highest thoughts and those in righteousness. Praise Jesus much. Because those who brought them in the Old Testament, even the New Testament, they did not speak what they wanted. That they woke up and began to meditate, and they began to speak what they wanted. That
he
warned us in the First Peter, verses 20 and 21. And he says like this. Second Peter, chapter 1, verses 20.
Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti buli kigambo eky'obunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation. Verses 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo kya bunnabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu, naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
For prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Scriptures are not explained the way you want, for they are not of your own interpretation. For they did come from your thoughts, neither human thoughts, but the thoughts of God, the words of God. And those who spoke them were led by the Holy Spirit, as we first saw in the second part. The Holy Spirit heard them from the Father and the Word, our Lord Jesus. And he sent them passing through his angel. And he came prepared a minister on the earth. And he made him meet an angel. Or him to meet him direct to give them to him.
So tell him to add me what
God. So there is no human being said of God, and you have to be thought of beyond scriptures. Every marvelous great thing you're going to do,
or special,
or that you're special, more than the scriptures, what they speak, there is nothing you're going to tell us. For the thoughts of God, they are the Holy Scriptures, as they are in the Holy Book of God, the Holy Book, the Bible. They alone are what are in righteousness,
which
speak things and they are proven to happen, and they were, they are, and they will be. Now you are
not children of men.
There is nothing you will say.
Even
it cannot go beyond scriptures. That's why he says in the First Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6-7, and he says like this. First Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 6.
Naye ebyo abooluganda mbigeredde ku nze ne Apollo ku lwammwe, mulyoke muyigire ku ffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa, omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumiza olw'okusinga omulala.
And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, and no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Yes. Let me tell you, they should not deceive there is anyone wise who is wiser than the only wise God. Even his wisdom is in his word. There's no one who will ever speak beyond scriptures in all generations which exist, even those to come. All things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. The thoughts of God will never pass away, the Holy Scriptures. That's why he has warned you, saying, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the verse 6, anyone should ever think beyond Scriptures. No one puffs up himself thinking that he has anything new to speak to us. Other are highest thoughts of God, those very far from ours. All those God's highest thoughts, all they are in righteousness, right, to reaching to God's highest ways. Then we manifest his works. That's why Apostle Paul wrote and he said, that I don't want you to think of us that we have things we sit to speak by ourselves.
But
our recommendation cometh from God.
Give
them the exact which came from his holy book, his thoughts which are in righteousness, the scriptures of truth, those which were, those which are, and those to come. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, and it says like this,
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse 4.
Era bwe tutyo bwe twesiga Katonda kuba Kristo.
And such trust have we through Christ towards God.
Olunyolokutano.
Verse 5.
Si kubanga feka tulina obuyinza okulowooza ekigambo kyonna ng'ekiva gye tuli. Naye obuyinza bwaffe buva eri Katonda.
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Yes. He said, we don't say that we speak our own to you. Not. But our sufficiency, it cometh from God, the one who has sent them to us through his Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That is why you see, when you go twist them, and you distort the meaning of the scriptures, you have to get destroyed. If you subtract and add in them,
and
the time you subtract, they delete you from the book of life. When you add in them, they add on you plagues written in this Bible, according to Revelation chapter 22, verses 18
unto 19,
and it says like this, Revelation chapter 22, from verses 18.
Ntegeeza buli muntu awulira ebigambo eby'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino. Nti omuntu yenna bw'ayongerangako ku byo, Katonda alyongera ku ye ebibonyoobonyo ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
For I testify unto every man that he hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Yes.
Revelation
22 verse 18. Because all the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, they are in righteousness. Revelation 22 verse 18 say, if you try to add within them, they will add unto you all plagues written in this book, the Bible. If you want to see the initial plagues written in the Bible, you will go read in Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting from verse 14, reaching verse 60 something. all they are speaking of plagues written in the Bible, in this book. And if you add in it, prove you know that they're going to add those plagues on you. If you subtract, they are going to blot you from the book of life. Those amount to be in the eternal life should not be among them. How dare you familiarize thoughts of the Almighty? God who is most high, the eternal God, in the scriptures. They have to take you from the book of life. That's why you're out there playing every day. But in this time, as we show you God His highest ways, those we prefer to manifest His marvelous works. We tell you to be enlightened, reaching those ways. We pass through God's highest thoughts, the Holy Scriptures. That's why He's emphasized us.
But
this time, as we work with Him, if we are to work with Him in His worldwide promised call, we work with Him in His final work, the marvelous work, a miracle,
where
they are going to be amazing works to be able to reach His ways, which manifests marvelous works. We have to glorify most His highest thoughts, those in righteous things. For many have been blotted from book of life to familiarize thoughts of the living God, the Holy Scriptures. How we say Revelation 22 verse 19. Revelation chapter 22,
verses 19.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Yes.
He takes you
for the book of life.
Takes
you for the holy city. You should not appear there. Jerusalem of heaven.
The
great gathering of the angels and His holy ones. Hebrews 12:20-23. You should not appear there. Good things written in this book, you shouldn't taste of them. All the good things you know, written in the Bible. You can first check briefly Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting from verse 1 up to
14.
And you see those who hear His word, and they do it, and the good things they are blessed in the city, are in the village. The good things all written there in the summary. In the Bible, they have written a lot of good things, the great goodness of the Lord, where there is eternal life. If they have familiarized the highest thoughts of God,
that
time alone you is going to serve God. That's why He brought you God's highest peace, which manifests. But as it's in the Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, we pass through God's highest thoughts
in
those right years to reach into God's highest ways, to manifest His marvelous works. That's why He's told us here concerning the thoughts.
But
the word of God is supposed to speak the words of God.
So that's
God, John 3 verse 34. You have to speak the words of God. Speaking them, be careful, not twist their meaning. Don't subtract, don't add in them. For proof, many have been deleted from the portion of life for doing the same mistakes. Yet they have seemed to be like ministers of God. You first read me, there we see. John chapter 3, verses 34.
Kubanga bwagaba omwoyo, tamugerera.
For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. Yes. You have to be speaking the words of God. You speak the thoughts of God. The Holy Scriptures. If you dare twist them, you're on destruction. If you add in them, they add you the place written in the book, the Bible.
If
you add in them, they take you from the book of life.
You appear
the city of the living God, Jerusalem of heaven.
You
should share of the good things written in the book Bible. That's why he told us Matthew 7, verse 21.
See,
not everyone to speak of him, Lord, Lord. You will enter the kingdom of heaven. For they didn't do what he wants. What he wants are in his thoughts. And when they seem to speak them, they twist their meaning and they subtract and they add in them. Let us read, we hear. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Buli muntu angamba nti mukama wange, mukama wange.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Buli muntu angamba nti mukama wange, si yaliyingira mu bwakabaka obw'omuggulu. Wabula akola kitanga ali muggulu byayagala.
Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Verse
22.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out demons? And in your name done many wonderful works. Verse 23. And I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Yes. They worked iniquity. Friend, to twisting meaning of the Holy Scriptures, it's a very dangerous word. To subtract and to add in it. How dare you form your life thoughts of the Almighty, the living God? You understand to which extent to reach unto him. For some say we've even worked miracles. But the ways they headed to and the thoughts, even the power they use is not good. That I'm not to explain like today. But because the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, they are all in righteousness. As they are in the Holy Book of God. That's why he made lots for them. And he said, this let it explain the other. Even this to go with the other. He made lots for them. Even measured a meaning with their meaning. Yes. He said the scripture will go with this one. Even their meaning go to this limit. Now you change it and you see.
Yes, he
told us Isaiah 34, verse 16, mostly verse 17. Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 34, verse
16. Tekulibula kwebyo na chimu. Tewali bechilibula chinacho. Kubanga kamwakange kekala gide.
Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall lack her mate. For my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Verse
17.
And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by measure. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell in it. They will not pass away the scriptures. Every generation we find them. But what you have known, he made lots for them. And he knew that if I'm to explain, that those who spoke never spoke by themselves, but as they led by the Holy Spirit. And I know I'm going to bring 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20-21. Then on 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4-5. And the apostles, they don't say they spoke their own words. Yes. Then I'm going to come Isaiah 34 verse 16. Verse 16. That the spirit gathered. Yes. And made loads. This go with this to make, to bring the meaning. Now you dare twist them. And he said when he made loads, he was in anger. I want you to listen that verse 17 very well.
When
put in measure of the meaning, he was very tough. You first read that verse very well. Isaiah chapter 34, verse
17.
And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it unto them by measure. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation shall they dwell in it. They will be there by force. How dare you not hear that voice? And
it's
made lots for them. And his hand is measured the meaning.
It from generation to generation
they will be there. No one will take them away. He ends up saying all things will pass away. But the word of God will never pass away. Now you have to be careful that God made laws for them. And the good things, scriptures, we do not buy them. He freely gave them. And he said in speaking them, we have to connect the spiritual with the spiritual truth. But the scriptures, they are spirits. To bringing the meaning. They remain in righteousness. That it tells us 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 14. And he says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given unto us of God. Verse
14.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Yes. Because that All the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, as they are in the Holy Book of God, they are in righteousness. And as we
read
Isaiah 34, verse 17, he made lots for them. This goes with the other. And he measured the meaning. And he knew it ends here. Now it's what he's warned us all. Even giving, he freely gave them.
Say,
if we are to preach of them, not in the human wisdom, but what the Spirit teaches, joining the spiritual with the spiritual. That's the morning we've heard in the First Corinthians, the chapter 2, starting from verse
12
to enter the verse 13. Praise Jesus
Christ.
By comparing the spiritual with the spiritual, we remain within the scriptures. For in the John chapter 6, verse 63, all the words he told us, they are spirit.
So when you need to compare,
now you wait to go the same words. Yes. You first read us John, we see.
Yokane suri yomukaga nolunyiriri olwenkaga musatu.
John chapter 6 verse 63.
Omoyo gwe guleto obulamu omubiri teguli ko chegugasa. Ebigambo byembagambye gwe moyo bwe bulamu.
It's the spirit that giveth life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes.
Butwanga kugamba obo kuba ntikatonda yakubire.
Now, because God made lots for his thoughts, he made lots for them, the Holy Scriptures, and measured their meaning. If you're to preach them rightfully, and not man's wisdom, we join the spiritual with the spiritual. The meaning of that is John
6:63.
That all the words he told us, they are spirits. What upon what scriptures upon scriptures. That's what Ecclesiastes says. That to get the meaning of the matter,
he
moved on to add a word onto a word as God released it.
Obubulizi esule yomusambu nolunyiriri olabiri momusambu.
Ecclesiastes 7 verses 27.
Laba kino kyenalaba bwayogera omubulizi nga nteeka ekigambo ekirala ku kirala okunoonya ensonga.
Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, adding one word to another to find out the reason. Yes. This is what he found. The chief preacher is the Holy Spirit. Yes, but
what
I discovered to be able to proclaim well the things of God in their rightfulness and in the righteous thoughts of God, I have joined a word upon a word that is Paul.
I have
joined a verse upon a verse.
Now,
here is where cometh the rhythm of the word of God. Here is where cometh the rhythm. Yes. No, because of that, God put there a rhythm.
Order.
Or the order principle. Preaching the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, as in the Holy Book of God. And he said that 2 to 4 and above commands. 2 to 4 and above commands. 2 to 4 and above verses. I say 2 to 4 and above verses. From the Old Testament and the New Testament. That they can remain. And the thoughts of God preach in righteousness. They reach us in the highest ways of God. Then we manifest God's marvelous works. And it tells us in the Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 up to 10. And he said that whom will he make to know what is preached? For if they are to make you understand them. 2-4 and above commands and the vow. 2-4 above scriptures and the vow. From the Old and the New Testament. Let us read we here. Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 9.
Ani gwaliyigirizo okumanya era ani gwalitegeeza ebibuulirwa abo abalese yokuyonka era bavudde ku mabeere.
Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts. Verse 10.
Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
We byabulirwa nga omoyo omutuku babisa mbanabi.
The way they were preached as the Holy Spirit passed through the prophets and the apostles. After he asked, whom should I make to understand them? Isaiah 28 and the verse 9. Who will I make to understand what is preached? And whom I make to be known of them? These were weaned from the milk. Those on the milk of the word. All those who matured. So if I make them understand,
don't
be command by command. Those are two. Command by command. Command by command. Those are four. And above. And still he said, if he's to give you understanding and knowledge, line upon line, those are two. Line upon line. Those are four and above. Still here a little, there a little. For you put there two testaments. From the old and the new. He gives you understanding. That they all remain there in righteousness. Now here is what he promised and he
said.
Accept his reproof as he rebukes you today. Then he pours upon his Holy Spirit. He draws you to understand his words. As you pass through this rhythm of principle, let's read that verse we see. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23.
Muchukoro kunenya kwange laba nafuka ngo moyo gwange jemuli anaba manyisange bigambo byange.
Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Yes.
So
you cannot understand them in your own mind. But needs to pour upon you his Holy Spirit in the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival moves here from nation Uganda in the year 2022. In the time you hear this and believe, anointing cometh upon you.
We
can't even give you the order which is going to make you understand his words.
Told you
Isaiah 28 verses 9 and 10.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You're going to join in 2-4 and above commands. And the remaining thoughts of God are righteous. The scriptures indeed. And driven to God's highest ways. To manifest his marvelous works. You know, we got to catch many. Even many have already been caught. And every day, never spoken out God's righteous thoughts, the Holy Scriptures. For you've been twisting them.
Speak
out words and you speak out one scripture, you add on many words of your own. And he told you the multitude of words. There cometh sin a lot of it. Now that's why you got one verse. And you began to speak upon it many words you wanted.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Na ye mu Isaiah esule ya 28.
But in the Isaiah chapter 28 verse 14.
Atugabu tunatambulira mubala.
He told us when we move by that order.
Oba order eyokubulira birozo byakatonda.
The order of preaching the thoughts of God. The holy scriptures.
Ebiri mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Which are in the word of God.
Ngekitabo kya Mukama ekitukubwe kiri.
As the holy book of God is.
Tugenda tuyambako nokwata misegejo neje kwesi.
Going to help us catch all wolves hidden.
Namwe kwasa kwasa Bible.
If you hold the Bible to con people through it,
then
this God is finally back on this planet Earth. You will never do it again. And it's ended. Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 28 and the verse
14. Olunyiriri kulunyiriri wano katono au katono bagende bagwe bugazi bamenyeke bategebwe bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they may go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. Yes.
It's
attached that he wants the thought this time when they are righteous. And the Holy Scriptures, they are in their righteousness. To reach us into God's highest way.
That
he will work with us his final work. To tell us the rhythm or the order of preaching his words.
And
he says he's ready to catch all those who've been hidden.
The
word has come to them like this.
Therefore,
and above commands,
all
three commands of God taught. Therefore, and above verses,
upon
every issue taught out by God in the entire heavens and earth, even the new heavens and the new earth,
those
found above the heavens
and
the beginning. At the end, what will you lie us on these issues? No, a time has come. God wrote a book of remembrance.
He
wrote the book of remembrance concerning
his
thoughts in righteousness, the holy scriptures, how they are to be preached. In this time, that we separate the one who serves and who never serves him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. In revealing the rhythm, the order of preaching the word of God, preaching the thoughts of God, the scriptures,
in
their righteousness, then we shall separate the one who serves God and who never serves him. Yes. The book of remembrance, how they are meant to be. Let's read in the Malachi chapter 3, verse 16
unto
18.
Malachi sura yokusatu nolunyiriri ole 16.
Malachi chapter 3 from verse 16.
Awaba batya mukama nebogeragana bokana bokka. Mukama nawuliriza nawulira. Ekitabe kyokujukiza nekiba wandikirwa mu masoge. Aba batya mukama nebalowoza erinnya lye.
Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Yes. You know, those who feared the Lord spoke and they said, but this one has twisted the scripture wrongly. They have experienced another. They are confusing us. Now what can we do? In the Lord's heart, and he wrote the book of remembrance how they are supposed to be. Those who fear the Lord got back the rightful thoughts, taught them properly. scriptures speak of him and they thought of him well.
Right now,
God began to sanctify the people as they hearkened the thoughts in their rightfulness, the
whole
scriptures in righteousness. Let's read the verse 17 we hear.
Malachi esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri ole 17.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 17.
Era bali babange bwayogera mukama wejje. Kunaku lwendi kolerako bali bachi wa muwendo. Era ndi basonywa ngo musajja bwasonywa mutabani weye amuwereza.
And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serves him. Yes.
Yes, abade banyola mwete kifuku basonyewa.
Yes, those who have been twisted is ready to forgive them.
Nafa abade bawulira ibinyoledwa.
We too have been hearing things twisted.
Naye kudirwe mu yakumuwereza.
But upon one deal to serve him.
Mukuitibwa kwa za service season.
In the worldwide promised call.
Atukora naye mulimo wo kusemba kusemazinga wense.
As we work with him in the final work on this planet earth.
Atuita mu government ye.
As we pass through his government.
Ndije tusoma ku mukono eri.
That we started on the other day.
Na tusoma government ya katonde yo muguru
ku. And we started God's heavenly government on earth.
Ne government ya yo masika.
Even its central government.
Government ya katonda mu government zo ku.
God's government in the government of the earth.
Kubanga bino bibirozo bya katonde ebisukuru.
For these are God's highest thoughts.
Ebigendo tuvuga okutuka makuboga katonda amasukuru.
Those who drive us rich into God's highest ways.
Okulabisa emirimu gyeje kitalo.
To manifest his marvelous works.
Atuita mu government ye.
As we pass through that government.
Yes, you ever see when
praise Jesus much.
So about Uganda.
So brethren.
Chigena tuyamba okwa ulira dala weleza kana muweleza.
Going to help us separate the one who serves and who never serves God.
Uganda. Aweleza katonda kuogera bya katonda.
For the one who serves God has to speak the words of God.
Ebirozo bya katonda.
The thoughts of God.
Yandi ku ebitu ku.
The holy scriptures.
Biri mbutu kirivi.
And they are in righteousness. In their rhythm or order.
Order yabyo.
Their order.
Ibidagwe biri kubina no kudda.
Through four and above commands.
Ibiri kunya no kudda.
Through four and above verses.
Wechita wechito.
If it's not like that.
Munange twatandise do kulaba.
When we already began to see.
Omutukufu na atali.
The righteous and the unrighteous.
Aweleza katona tamuweleza.
The one who serves and who never serves God.
Malachi esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri ole 18.
Malachi chapter 3 verses 18.
Awulwe mulidda ne mwawulo omutuukirivu n'omubi. Oyaweereza Katonda n'oyo atamuweereza.
Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serves him not. Yes.
Omutuukirivu n'omubi.
And the wicked. Now you're not just going to speak to us his righteousness. As you deceive us out there that this saint, that a servant of God, how are you going to tell that to us? When you got the thoughts of the Almighty, those in righteousness, the scriptures of truth, as the book of God is, and you twisted their meaning, and you subtracted as you added in them.
Is everyone
deceiving himself in the Sabbath of God? He cannot even speak scriptures which are properly aligned. They are religious people. They are there that let's go, they preach a sermon that let's go clear the roads of the village.
Even
cleaning drainage system that you are a servant of God. His head, there is nothing like even the two thoughts of God. I say scriptures. If they are there, they have twisted their meaning.
For
when you tell him, join on me that which brings its meaning,
he
reads Ezekiel 37, the bones in the valley, and he said, those are your saucepans. That is your shop, your bags, those dried up. As they reach the verse 7,
when
they say those are children of Israel, yet he already told you saucepans. Now there appears confusion, but I want to tell you why God put in place the order. The rhythm or order of passing to preach his thoughts in righteousness, the scriptures of truth. Because he had spoken long back, where there are two or three witnesses,
let
a matter be established.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I want to tell you why God put a rhythm or order of preaching the thoughts which are in righteousness, the scriptures of truth, and they're in the holy book of God. For he had spoken long back that at the witness of three or two, let a matter be established. You can't tell us one scripture and you prove us by that. Where is its second witness? All the thoughts, all the above and above. Yes. Yes.
It's
Deuteronomy chapter 17 and the verse 6.
Orakamwa kabajulirwa babiri oba bajulirwa basatu agenda okufa bwanatibwanga. Orakamwa ko mujulira omu tatibwanga.
At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but at the mouth of one witness, he shall not be put to death. Yes. If there are any issue to be proven, the mouth of two, three witnesses, God spoke the same issues in different prophets, and he explained them.
Now,
if one prophet spoke and he had not explained, another spoke and explained, and they are just the same. Yes.
Now,
if you bring one witness, there is no matter to be established. Not. So scriptures, you have to be able to join them up very well. For we
are
on the mindset of the Almighty, the greatest and the highest, takes us into God's highest ways. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1, he spoke of the same issue, say like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 13 and the verse 1.
Kakano njija jemuli omurundi ogwokusatu. Mukama kwabajulirwa babiri oba basatu buli kigambo kirinywera.
This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Yes.
Atonda mugezi.
God is wise.
The word is on Gajosura Kakasangatulina.
There is no issue you can prove when you have no witness of two or three.
They
tell us that God told it to you here.
The
rhythm goes back, tell you 2, 4 and above commands. And tells you 2, 4 and above verses from the Old and the New Testament. Different books making up the Bible. Join us the matter to give us. You know, one day God says,
let me
give you an example in the
Bible.
It will come to pass in the latter days. The mountain of the house of God will be high on the top.
He
spoke it to the prophet Isaiah.
He
repeated it in the prophet Micah.
But
everything explained the other how it will be. Let's read in the Isaiah we see. Isaiah chapter 2 in the verse 1.
Ekigambo Isaya omwana wa Amozi kye yalaba ku Yuda ne Yerusalemi.
The word that Isaiah son of Amos said concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 2.
Olulituuka mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma, olusozi lw'ennyumba ya Mukama lulinywezebwa ku ntikko y'ensozi era luligulumizibwa okukira ensozi,
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Yes.
Nabi Isaiah, Rabbi.
Prophet Isaiah saw. And the Lord sent him with thoughts, his holy scriptures. Upon which you prove he is very right. Go and see Prophet Micah, and then you see. And he too speaks the same thing. And they move and explain their others. Let us read, we see. Micah chapter 4 and the verse 1.
Naye mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma olulituuka, olusozi lw'ennyumba ya Mukama luliba lunywevu ku ntikko y'ensozi, era luliyimusibwa okusinga obusozi. Era amawanga galikulukutiramu.
But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. Yes. And there we begin to understand, okay,
this
thought is right. Yes, we've already gotten witnesses that it will be on high above all mountains. Mountains will flow upon it seeking for what? Isaiah 11 verse 9, they will no more destroy any of the Lord's mountains, for there will be full knowledge. I will not go there, for there another mountain of them, or another topic of the mountain of God, be exalted. But those are the examples. All thoughts of God, they are in righteousness. The Holy Scripture. Those meant to be preached. In the rhythm. In the order. Of the word of God.
Two,
four and above commands.
Two,
four and above verses. Prove that there are two or three witnesses that matter to be established. You tell us your stories again with another witness.
What?
Only witness one scripture. You have done things not right to us as you
receive us.
No one's going to dare believe you again and proclaim this to the world in the name of the Lord. You wait when they reject you, this when you will know. You know the bed has shortened already. Understanding what is preached has become the terror. The bed has shortened. Let's read the Isaiah, you see how it's gotten short.
Isaiah chapter 28.
Verses
19.
From the time that it goes forth, it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a terror just to understand the reports. Yes.
Don't
you really understand it's a terror? It's a terror. People have understood already that the righteous thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures,
as
in the Holy Book of God, you preach them in their righteousness. They have a rhythm or order. 2-4 and above commands.
If you
want to teach of the commands of God, all issues of God in the heavens and earth, even in the new heavens and the new earth,
goes
found above the heavens, the beginning and the end. As to be 2-4 and above verses, from the Old New Testament, all the books which make up the Bible, you get from this or the other. Now how dare you going to receive who?
Oh,
we reveal God's highest ways. manifested his marvelous works. And we first revealed to you his righteous thoughts. The Holy Scriptures. Which take us into God's highest ways. Then we manifest his marvelous works. What can you dare say?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Let
me laugh at Satan and his demons, the fallen angels. Now, how can you dare attach yourself to the name of God? How? Even you servants of demons, those in the false religions, in the false beliefs, even the false salvation, you can no more. God does his final work. You know, there are among you. That's why God put a rhythm. Order of preaching his righteous thoughts. The Holy Scriptures. Because he knew some of you steal his words. And you mix them in your dreams. Even some of you say God spoke when he never spoke. And he decided to put for you. He made lots for them. He measured the meaning. And he put there a rhythm.
Order
of preaching. The thoughts, his Holy Scriptures. Their righteousness. Some of you steal them. And you mix them in your dreams. Even in your vain words. That's why he speaks Jeremiah 23. 16 to 18. Saying like this. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16.
Bwati bwayogera Mukama ow'Eggye nti temuwuliranga bigambo by'abannabbi ababalagula. Abayigirize ebitaliiko kye bigasa. Boogera okwolesebwa okuvudde mu mitima gyabwe bo. So okutavudde mu kamwa ka Mukama.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you, that make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own hearts, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Yes. They deceive and speak what does not come from the mouth of God. Upon which you prove what they speak is come from the mouth of God. All they are in righteousness. They are the Holy Scriptures. Even made lots for them. That this goes with the other. And they measured the meaning.
Give
us scriptures upon those you say God told you. 2, 4 and above. Then we shall prove. Listen to verse 17, what it says. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 17.
Bagamba tataba abanyoma nti Mukama ayogedde nti muli bane mirembe. Na buli muntu atambulira mu bukakanyavu bw'omutima gwe ye. Bamugamba nti tewali babubi.
They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Verse
18.
For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Yes. Who has sat in the counsel of his words?
And
given him his thoughts in righteousness. The scriptures of truth. And he marked and analyzed them. Yes.
And he perceived
and heard them well. He marks them and understands them. And he can bring them in their righteousness. But right now time has come and they have to be preached in righteousness. For if they are like that, Jeremiah 23 verse 21 up to 22,
it
says like this. Jeremiah chapter 23 from verse 21.
Nene baduka nambiro. Sayo gerana bo, nene balagura.
I have not sent these prophets, yet they reign. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. Yes.
Yabatuma.
He didn't send them.
Misinde mukama.
He reigned quick. God has sent me. The one God sent speaks the words of God. The thoughts of God. The Holy Scriptures. How cometh you do not have them? He did speak with you. You say he has spoken. According how you speak. You don't stop to paralyze us. If you understand what you speak, is it an understanding of God? You don't stop quarreling. Now look to yourself also. You spoke with God, he told you substandard things like that. The only one wise God. Don't play on us in a generation like this. A new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory. He's not sent a person. He's running quick. God has sent me. John 3:34 is saying, the one God sent speaks the words of God. The thoughts of God in righteousness. The Holy Scriptures. You, when you look, it will compare yourself with prophets. You, what you speak, are they near to any understanding of the prophets who came?
You've
gotten your foolishness that God sent you. My goodness. Because he said
that if
indeed he sent you certain
instructions,
you had to tell people his words, not your own words.
Now,
see what you speak, whether they are indeed of God.
To teach
us demons, as God ever said, teach us demons. Not yet known army on your side.
Bamaraika.
The angels.
You
are knowing the numbers of demons. They are all demons. We just chase them. We do not know whether Kaula or which name. They are all demons. Not yet taught about God.
Eternal
life is not the one true God. The Christ Jesus is saying, are they teaching demon of Kaula?
Kaula
is the one who sent you. You're teaching his own information. If you sat in the council of his words, listen
to
this verse. Jeremiah 23:22. Jeremiah 23:22.
Na yesinga batu ula mkutesa kwange. Kale bandi uliza bantu bange bigambo byange. Era bandi bachusiza okuleke kubuli ya webi. No viwe vikoluwa byabwe.
But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings.
He
sat in the castle of his words. Now like you are seated here. Who is hearing.
Or
the one out listening. And you sit.
Have
to go tell people the words of God. Those righteousness. The Holy Scriptures. And
they
preached well in their rhythm. In the right order. 2-4 and above verses. For the witness of 2 or 3, matters of God be established. And people will leave their evil
works
and the evil acts. They leave them. And they head on to God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works,
and
those which reach to eternal life. Yes. Pastor Benjamin. Men, have they ever sat in the castle of God's
You
know when you sit with a wise person, it speaks and you come out. When you speak, they can realize you were with a wise person.
The
apostles, when they were with the Lord Jesus Christ, even though he left them, when they began to speak, and they knew they were with Jesus.
Now,
you, when you begin to speak, we know that you've not been with God.
But
we don't hold any wisdom in the word.
There is
no understanding of joining well. No counsel, words have no time and season you speak. Even the power in that word, we don't see it.
Here
you just rise and making noise.
There's
no even light of knowledge, lighten us where we're going.
Fear
of God is not sin. Glorifying God is not appearing, not you tell us. You look to the congregation, how they clothe. Look at the way they look. Look at their actions.
They
explain there's no fear of God you put in them.
No
light, neither are in darkness moving by it. Proof it's a congregation of those who don't understand
you.
A person cannot give what he doesn't have.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But God is good, for he has saved us.
Those
who have been stealing few scriptures, twisting their meaning. And they put them in the dreams and in their thoughts. For you to be spoken in the Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 22 to 32, as we wind up, it says like this. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25. I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamt. Friends, we're not here to follow in dreams. In that dream you saw which word of God there, that is what we want. In that vision
you saw
there the word of God is written where? Even its witness 2 or 3 to 4, where is it? You say you were in a trance and you saw there which word of God, which was written where and where? That I got a Urim and the voice of God spoke to me and was written where and where within the scriptures, in joining up to bring understanding. You know, I got a Thummim, a video call. God speak with me and he spoke what was written where and where. You read the next verse, we see Jeremiah chapter 23, verses
26.
How long shall this be in your hearts of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own hearts. Verse
27. Nibabulirana buli muntu munne ngaba jjajjawe bwebera bire erinnya lyange olwa bali.
Who think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal? Yes. You know, our forefathers have come falling as they depart from the Lord. Yet even our fathers who are there today, most of you fell. You are in dreams I dreamt.
When
dreamt, you saw the word of God say what? In the scriptures there. For when the other was in the vision, he said, in the word word of God came to me saying,
you when
came it spoke to you what and it's written where? We see the righteous thoughts of God in the Holy Scriptures, which take us in God's highest ways to manifest His works, His marvelous works. We must have a rhythm, the order of preaching the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, through four and above words, through four and above verses, from the Old and the New Testament, different books make up the Bible. For holding the two, three witnesses,
a
matter to be established. You speak God in every place with His creations. That's why He won't sing like this. The next verse is in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse
28.
The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that has my words, let him speak my words faithfully. What is the chaff to be wheat, saith the Lord? Yes. If you see dreams, follow your dreams. Don't involve God in them. If
you
been in the dream, you saw the word of God, you speak it faithfully, in its rightfulness, in its rhythm, in its order. And above verses. And speak dreams to us. For many of you spoke like that. You come from your dreams. And others that you died. And you come out to speak stories here. That in the heavens there are slum structures you cannot complete. When you come in the scriptures, Jesus said in the John 14, verses 1 and 5, Hans' house in heaven, there are many storied mansions. If it wasn't like that, you would not have told us. Hebrews 12,
23.
The city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it was completely built already. Hebrews 11:10-11.
God
self-built, laid its foundations. Now you are telling us before the angels still building it. You people, not on this time, you will never speak that.
Now
others say, apostles already angered. It's God whom you familiarize these holy thoughts.
For
you say, what is chaff to equate it with wheat?
You
all your words and your dreams no wisdom you join with the wisdom in the word of God. Explain that God told us, you think, we are to be here, go back in heaven, meet our God. He's our Father in heaven. Why play on us, make us lost on this world?
You want
make us fall in hell with those your stories?
You
want your faith not to be in the wisdom of men. As we first read before,
we
read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 to 5. We don't want to preach in human wisdom, lest your faith rests in human wisdom.
Be
in the rightful faith which is in God, and you've heard God.
I'm
not going to read there, but let's move on ahead in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter
23,
verse
29.
Is not my words like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Yes. You speak, explain it, and see. Now your heart is boiling. Apostle, what is this? Because his word is like that. A hammer crushing your wise aching.
Feel
you fighting by their cutting you.
Yes.
That is, this is the one who
understands.
And I add you more to what, see the understanding of God how it is. We tell you the truth. The word of God is a fire. And up to now you hear it. When it is joined up well, as you hear today, it's a hammer.
You
feel it's thrown onto the heart, you false prophets. You false pastor, how do you hear? Feel it? Now here are the religious people boiling in their hearts. Because they do not have the scriptures joined up well, they are just there. Now when you see the one they call a father, God can save. But he has saved us. You find a father, a priest. Scriptures which can explain heaven. Now look at a teacher. They go and bring the bishop. Tell him, explain us things of heaven.
My God
has nothing scriptures joined up well. And he begins to bring his chaff.
He
joins it up with wheat.
He
gets his own words, joins them with the word of God.
Now,
why are you angered if it's not what you do?
Yes.
Why is he angered in not doing that?
This
is not a fight of flesh and blood. It's of darkness and light. But I see that light is fast through that of the word of God. And you too, with darkness, you're getting trembling. Darkness of the lies of Satan. It's perishing. Feel how it's passing away. Accept the light. That is Jesus' light in your way.
Amen. Yeremiah chapter 23,
verses 40.
Kale, lava, nimulabi waba nabi, bwayogera mukama.
Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor.
You
are no more going to steal verses which are common.
Have
common verses and they each twist them in their way. Sure. Ezekiel 37, mostly here in Uganda. Bones in the valley, each steals from another, take it to his side. Yet they mean children of Israel. They steal what each from another.
Yes.
Those of the pools of water.
False
prophets in the false salvation. Stealing a few scriptures using them wrongly. Now you will never do that. If this God is final
work,
he's powered you down, raising up a new generation. That
there are
2020. You are going to
power
down, get ashamed. You will be despised. You will be rejected. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 41. We are not your enemies. Not God Himself.
Jeremiah 22 verse 41.
Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he says, yes, we are not your enemies. He who revealed his highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works, passing through his highest thoughts,
he
is your enemy, the living God. Because you get your tongues, you speak words not clear.
As
you say God has spoken words like that. These men and women. That is in the name of God. Play within it. He sells water to people. Handkerchiefs that God commanded him. From which and which scripture? Don't join up well. That your
madness
is in it. You no more do it on the Lord. You get saved totally. You turn, get onto the truth.
If
no distraction is right on the door,
it's
knocking the heart, destroying you. You are getting rejected in the world. You get in despise.
You're
being pushed like worthless things. Jeremiah 23:32.
Laba, nimulabe wabo abalagula ebirote byobulimba. Ebyobulimba bwabwe n'olw'okwenyumiriza kwabwe okutaliimu. Naye saabatuma so saabalagira. So tebaligasa bantu bano n'akatono, bw'ayogera Mukama.
Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord. And do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and their recklessness, yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore, they shall not profit these people at all, saith the Lord. They are not
going
to profit the world. You are speaking to the past generation. You no more have any profits. God weighed you and the weight he saw you lacking. He raised the new generation which has the full knowledge of God to leading the worldwide call where God has called our nations, work with him in his final work on the planet
Earth.
In that work is the revival, in the restoration of all things in the heavens and the earth, known the way they were, as they should be and as they will be forever.
Prepare
the coming back of the Lord Jesus. And that revival is to be done through restoring the gospel of salvation. Gospel preached to all creation in heaven and earth to fight material against the gospel of the world in the selling of miracles, which caused the world to be the midst of many curses. In that gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, that's how we reveal God in highest ways. God manifests his marvelous works in that his work.
We've
enlightened you in God's highest righteous thoughts, which drive us rich into God's highest ways to manifest his works. Wait for us in the next part where we're going to reveal to God's highest ways, the seven spirits of God through which he passed his righteous thoughts, the holy scriptures, those which fulfill his marvelous works. Yes, we are going to come back with that. God's highest ways, the seven spirits of God, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, through which he passes his righteous thoughts, the holy scriptures, those which fulfill his marvelous works in the earth. The Holy Scriptures are one which fulfill, but so they are ones which get to be fulfilled. When he spoke there will be this, it happens. But we base in the ways where they came from, and we command them be fulfilled. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, putting in action, and diligently spread far all over the world. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.